Well, the protests going on in Zuccotti Park and around the nation are about not just the economy, but about unemployment and income disparities. And we're going to close out the hour by dealing with some of those issues from Washington and the work that the Super Committee is doing. Our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick, joins us now. Also with us, Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for Part in the New York Times. Todd and Louise, good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Todd, let's begin with you. We're what, a week away from this looming deadline for the Super Committee?
Week in a day. Next Wednesday is the deadline, November 23rd.
And what they're tasked with is finding a bipartisan plan to cut the debt, reassure our markets, and, of course, get a little political cover. I think that's their problem, at least. You've been keeping on top of the developments. And we, of course, every time we speak to you, you thought that they weren't all that close to finding any sort of plan. Where are they now?
No closer right now. And there are even signs now that the committee is now working on plans to sort of kick the can to other people in Congress. The whole point of the super committee was to get a bunch of 12 people in the room and to just tune everybody out, including the media, including the leaders, and get a bipartisan deal that can't be filibustered, $1.2 trillion over 10 years minimum, and get it done. Now, to be fair, the committee is so very tight on the details of their plans that nobody knows exactly what they're working on, but there's a lot of pessimism coming out of the room when you talk to members on background and you talk to staff that they'll be able to get a deal. And now what they're working on is a plan to say, well, we might just give a big number, let me say $700 billion or $800 billion in new revenue, but they can't come up with a way to do it. They're going to kick it to other committees in Congress. Here's a number we want you guys to meet. You do it. Here's a number we want you to meet on Medicare or Social Security. You do it. And you do it later because we can't come up with an agreement on how to do it. And what's the problem? The same old problem. The balance between big cuts in things like Medicare, Social Security, and Medicaid, and taxes. Taxes is the big one, whether you call it revenue or taxes. Finding any kind of balance, at least from Democrats' point of view, between these cuts to entitlements and new taxes, that's the big problem. They're no closer to doing it, and now they're just thinking about coming up with big numbers and giving the responsibility to somebody else.
All right, you're speaking to Todd Zwillick, of course, about the Super Committee, which has about a week, what did you say, a week and a day left?
A week and a day.
All right, before this big deadline comes. And let's remind everyone, including ourselves, what happens if they don't make it by that deadline?
Well, there's a thing called sequester, but that term is not really important. It's an enforcement mechanism. And one of the things they came up with to make everybody do their job here is they said, if you don't come up with $1.2 trillion minimum in debt reduction, there's going to be big cuts to domestic programs, including Medicare. Democrats really, really don't want to see that. And there's going to be big cuts, hundreds of billions of dollars to defense. A lot of Republicans and defense hawks really don't want to see that. And they don't have a whole lot of control over where the cuts come down. You can see why they would really want to avoid it. Well, you know what else is going on in Congress? There's a move afoot to undo the enforcement mechanisms, the parts that were supposed to make you say, get it done. They're now trying to say, well, maybe we can take away the enforcement so that it won't hurt so much if they don't do their jobs.
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a mess right now. They still have a week and a day, and we're sort of used to some of the kabuki that's going on. But right now, most of the movement is on ceding responsibility,
right,
not getting a deal.
That's Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent.